The 64-year-old Wassendorf confessed in a suicide note last July that he'd forged documents and stolen more than $200 million from customers of his Peregrine Financial Group. He also admitted that he'd lied to federal regulators for more than 20 years. After his failed suicide attempt, he was convicted at trial, and now Wassendorf has been given the maximum sentence for those charges. A bankruptcy judge is now faced with how to divvy up the company's remaining assets. Domestic customers have recovered a portion of their investments, but the judge must decide if those who traded foreign currency through PFG are entitled to anything. That's because they may have known going in that such trades are less protected.